Old Trash by Jen Ashworth. Read by Julie Hesmond-Halsh. The day of the trip was hot, the sky clear and nearly cloudless. There'd been a train from Manchester, then a local bus service called the Witch Hopper, which took them on a circuitous route through the little towns and villages around Pendle, before finally dropping them within a mile of the Lower Ogden Reservoir, beside which they planned to camp. It wasn't an official site, but there was a pub nearby where they could use the toilets, and it was only going to be overnight. Rachel struggled with the tent pole, trying to push it into the fabric socket where it apparently was supposed to fit. May was sitting in the long grass nearby, leaning against her rucksack and swiping furiously at her mobile phone, resolutely not helping. The pole escaped Rachel's grasp and sprung onto the grass. She silently counted to five, then bent to retrieve it.
"At least we've got nice weather,"
she called, feeling the sweat on her hairline. There were midges, but there was no point in complaining about them. The pole whipped backwards and forwards, a thing possessed, and Rachel sweated and swore under her breath until, nipping the skin between her thumb and finger in the process, she managed to force it into place. There. She stood back and admired the tent, bright against the sun-baked grass and the dark, hazy rise of the wooded hill behind them.
Ta-da! "Shall we unpack? Make a cup of tea?"
She winced at the sound of her own voice, eager and high-pitched. May grunted, and Rachel risked a glance at her. Her face still tilted formwards, her bare legs bent at the knee and gaping wide like a puppet whose strings had been cut. Just beyond her, the grey square lip of the lower reservoir. Behind them, fell wood.
"Or we could just dump the stuff in the tent and go down to the pub. Cold drinks, some chips."
May huffed and tucked the phone into the front pocket of her shorts. She'd made them herself, cut down from a brand new pair of jeans with a pair of kitchen scissors.
"Do you want to get changed?"
"No, it's too hot." She must not stare. It irritated May and was likely to provoke an argument. Instead, Rachel heaved her own rucksack up from the grass and put it inside the tent, threw the sleeping bags, still bundled up tight, in after it. May slapped at a midge on her bare thigh. What she was wearing didn't matter, Rachel told herself. What May wore fell into the category of things over which she was no longer willing to pick a battle.